despite the complete lack of any evidence linking the president to the targeting of Tea Party groups, Republicans are using it as their latest weapon in the war against the black man in the White House.
Someone needs to be prosecuted.
Thank you, Senator. And that goes all the way to the White House.
This is arrogance. This is big government cronyism.
Do you have any evidence that the President of the United States directed what you call a culture of intimidation at the IRS to target political opponents?
I don't think we know what the facts are.
But that hasn't stopped you from accusing.
There isn't a weekend that hasn't gone by that someone says to me, why aren't you impeaching the president?
This strategy is nothing new, and it was explained way back in 1981 by Lee Atwater, who was Bush 41's chief strategist. In a tape recording, Mr. Atwater revealed how Republicans evolve their language to achieve the same purpose. He said, you start out in 1954 by saying N-word, N-word, N-word. By 1968, you can't say N-word, that hurts you, backfires. So you say stuff like forced busing, states' rights, and all that stuff, and you're getting so abstract. Now you're talking about cutting taxes. We want to cut this is much more abstract than even the busing thing, and of a hell of a lot more abstract than N-word, N-word. So this afternoon, we welcome the latest phrase in the lexicon of Republican attacks on this president, the IRS. Three letters that sound so innocent, but we know what you mean.